Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020. On Monday evening on the Kudamm in Charlottenburg at Lehniner Platz, a BMW crashed into a Ford Fiesta, a collision so severe that the Fiesta was overturned and, per witnesses, its battery was ejected and hurled 70 feet through the air. The two occupants, according to information from local sources and then reported in the Berliner Morgenpost, were a mother and her daughter, and they were seriously injured, and one of the two is said to have been resuscitated. The BMW driver and his passengers fled the scene of the accident, and per eyewitness statements, the accident was apparently the result of an illegal car race. The BMW driver is said to have driven at a significantly excessive speed down Kudamm when they collided with a small car coming from Cicerostrasse. An Uber driver near the scene said that at least three cars had passed him. And as of yesterday morning, whether it was an illegal car race and the total number of vehicles involved was still unclear. The police are investigating the exact course of the accident. As we've reported on a number of occasions on Berlin Briefing, there have been repeated illegal car races on the Kurfürstendamm. Notably, in February of 2016, the collision in which a 69-year-old non-racing driver was killed, and then one of the three racers involved, was convicted of murder. In response to a question from Parliament member Christian Runneberg, the Senate Department of Transportation announced that Berlin's buses and trams remain as slow as they were 2 years ago. While in 2018-2019, the average speed of trams did not increase, the buses were just 0.1 kilometers per hour faster. Runneberg remarked, quote, "Acceleration of bus traffic and public transport must have absolute priority," and added that despite a coalition agreement, new bus lanes to speed up traffic in the city are still not in place. Runneberg had asked the Traffic Administration to provide a list of the average speeds of Berlin's buses and trams for an overview of the current state of development, and the result was sobering. According to statistics, there is no sign of an improvement in the speed of public transport aside from 17.9 to 18 kilometers per hour for buses. The average speed for trams is still a constant 18.8 kilometers per hour. In 2019, the slowest of the bus lines continued to be Line 245, which runs between the Herzallee stop in Western Charlottenburg and Memhardstrasse in Mitte at an average speed of 13.74 kilometers per hour. Compared to its speed in the previous year, it has slowed down by 0.75 kilometers per hour. And per statistics, the N35 night bus performs the worst, from Altklado to the Gutstrasse. It lost 9.4% of its speed in 2019. Similarly unsatisfactory, according to Runneberg, are the figures for the average speed of trams. Only the M10 traveling between Warschauer Straße and Lüneburger Straße stops was able to improve its speed by 0.9% in 2019. On all other lines, the average values have either not changed at all or they have slowed down minimally. Janusz Szwentu, spokesman for the BVLG, remarked that the BVLG and the Senate Transportation Administration have collaborated to set up a task force to speed up the travel times of public transport in order to make its use more attractive. According to Szwentu, one of the most common problems is that bus lines running through the city center are often unable to travel at the maximum permitted speed because of the dense traffic. Furthermore, demonstrations also slow down traffic, as do protracted construction sites that bring traffic to a standstill, making detours unavoidable and costing time. Additionally, bus lanes and tram tracks are often blocked by parked cars. As we've previously reported on Berlin Briefing, since the beginning of the year, Berlin's public transportation authorities have been in the process of setting up their own towing service to speed up this process, but they are still dependent on the police, who until now have had to order the towing. Jan Thompson, spokesman for the Traffic Administration, stated, quote, "An acceleration of public transport will be first and foremost with a massive expansion of the infrastructure," adding that the new local public transport plan for the years 2019 to 2023 and its long-term perspective until 2035 details the measures that are needed. According to Thompson, the scope of the investments amount to more than 28 billion euros, which are to flow into the rail and bus sectors by 2035, including more vehicles, more routes, more frequent services, but also greater attractiveness and decarbonization in the switch to e-buses. Per Thompson, two measures in particular would serve to speed things up: the creation of bus lanes to avoid traffic jams, and the installation of priority circuits at traffic lights, which display green for public transport. In addition to the installation of new bus lanes, the Traffic Administration has also reported that 67 new priority circuits were installed since 2017, resulting in a total of 1,077 traffic lights with this technology, making up around half of the 2,100 traffic lights in Berlin. However, for the opposition, this is not enough. Olivier Federici, transport policy spokesman for the CDU, believes that the average speeds of trams and buses are much too slow, massive action is needed, and instead of creating new bicycle lanes, he's calling for more rapid lanes for buses, citing Steglitzer Schlossstrasse, where the roadway was narrowed because of a bicycle lane, adding, quote, "This is not a solution, and it slows down bus traffic considerably." He also criticized that the Senate Traffic Administration is not making progress with the traffic light priority for buses. Berlin's Senator for Economic Affairs, Ramona Popp, has spoken out in favor of examining alternatives to conventional gas-powered outdoor heating lamps, or Heizpilze, for restaurants. She said that Corona is hitting the catering trade hard and that gas-powered devices are not a climate-friendly and intelligent solution. And for example, electric radiant heaters powered by green electricity could be a climate-friendly alternative. The Die Hoge Restaurant Federation requested at the end of August to allow outdoor heating devices in autumn and winter again so that restaurant guests can still sit outside. The Chamber of Industry and Commerce has also proposed to suspend the restriction, but at the same time to levy a climate tax on their use. The ban on such heating devices, which has been in force for around 10 years, and any exceptions to it are the responsibility of the districts. Environmentalists have sharply criticized the demand, however. According to Bund energy expert Ermela Colazzo, the particular radiant heaters and Heizpilze are, quote, "a climate mess," adding that a single device can produce as much carbon dioxide in one season as a small car does in 1 year. And, quote, "a heater that stands on the street and warms the air is the most inefficient use of energy." And she added that guests of restaurants and pubs who want to sit outside should rather put on a blanket. Other considerations are aimed at upgrading the ventilation and air conditioning systems in restaurants in such a way that the risk of infection is minimized. As announced by the Regional Office of the Federal Employment Agency yesterday, in August, the labor market situation in Berlin, in the midst of the corona pandemic, developed unexpectedly positively as unemployment numbers fell. Since April, with the onset of social and economic restrictions, unemployment figures had risen significantly compared to the previous year. In Berlin, 214,303 people were unemployed in August, and that's 1,002 fewer than in July. Simply put, fewer people than in July lost their jobs, while at the same time, significantly more unemployed people took up new jobs. Compared to August of 2019, the unemployment rate was 58,055 higher. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.